And now this is a dictation for David Peters, February 27, 1939. Addresses a letter to Dr. Mary Murray 5831914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up for Mr. Peters. Chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in May. Weight appetite is stable. No vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, some nocturia, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood. Stable neuropathy, bilateral, up to the knee on the right, half the way on the left. There is no open source, no cellulitis, no edema, no claudication symptoms. Minor pruritus, being followed with dermatology. No chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, review system negative. Medication list review. On Eliquis, Actos increased to 30, Glimepiride to be increased to 2 milligrams, divided doses, remains on Lisinopril, Nifedipine, HCTC. Recently, calcium vitamin D discontinued because of high level of calcium. Januvia was discontinued. Next paragraph. Present weight 177, previously 181. Blood pressure 110/60 on the right side. No respiratory distress, mild decreased hearing. Lungs are clear. Irregular reading AFib, rate less than 90. No ascites tenderness, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, new chemistries obtained. Anemia 12.4, normal white blood cell platelets. Creatinine 1.8, which is baseline, representing a GFR 36, that will be a stage 3B. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 3B, clinically stable, no progression, underlying diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. There is no need for EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders. Present calcium upper normal of the calcium and vitamin D. Continue diabetes blood pressure treatment, continue anticoagulation for AFib. No change of cardiovascular status, prior coronary artery bypass, and prior thalamic stroke, CHF is stable with preserved ejection fraction, come back in 6 months.